How are you at coming up with a good idea? You know, that flash of insight that solves a problem or answers a question that's been nagging at you, that makes you say, aha, that's the answer. We could define insight as a bright idea or a solution that pops into your awareness in a heartbeat, something that just comes to you out of the blue. It's what happens when we make new connections in our brains or sometimes reconnect old wiring. But what exactly is it and where does it come from? We know that the human brain is growing new brain cells every moment of every day of our lives. And it turns out those brain cells, what we call neurons, are organized more like points on a map than like cogs in a machine. In his book, A User's Guide to the Brain, Dr. John Rady points out that the brain is not a neatly organized system. It's more like an overgrown jungle of the 100 billion neurons we have upstairs. What you end up with is an interconnected tangle of constantly changing connections. To bring some order to that tangle of connections, to bring the information in our heads into a framework where we can make sense of it, our brains create mental maps to get from one bit of information to another. Rady also points out that there are more possible ways to connect the brain's neurons than there are atoms in the universe. No wonder we need personal brain maps to find our way around upstairs. Those maps reflect all the different routes information travels when we do that thing we call thinking. They represent all the connections from one data point to another in our brains. Sometimes those routes are superhighways, like the routes that tell us how to drive a car. Sometimes they're unpaved roads or overgrown pathways, like the bits of information we need to put together in order to assemble a complicated tool that we haven't used in a while. And sometimes there just isn't an existing route. That's where insight comes in. An insight, thinking about something in a new way, is what happens when we connect the dots to create new pathways, or perhaps revive pathways that haven't been used in a while. Every time we do this, we're literally changing our brains. Much of the time, we're drawing on readily accessible information, the stuff that's never far from that data bank we call consciousness. But sometimes we have to reach into that vast store of knowledge that's contained in our non-conscious data bank, and we need to create a path to get there. So why is insight important? Well, because it's a great way to solve problems. Sometimes we need insight just to get out of a mental rut. Einstein famously said, "We cannot solve our problems with the same thinking we used when we created them." In other words, we have to go beyond our existing maps. We have to forge new mental pathways into that jungle of neurons or rewire old connections. Where are you and what are you doing when you get your best ideas? Yeah, I thought so. In the shower, taking a walk, exercising, maybe driving, maybe when you're just waking up. These answers all reflect the essential conditions that make insight possible. The first condition is a quiet, calm mind. When we have an insight, we're often drawing on knowledge or experience so deep into that jungle that we didn't even know it was there. We need to quiet the brain enough that we can hear those quiet signals when they try to get through to us from deep in our non-conscious data bank. The second condition is a slightly positive frame of mind, because when we're feeling good, we tend to be more curious, more interested, and more alert. We literally have a wider field of vision, and we're more open to new ideas and new thoughts. Third, we want to be looking inward. We need to filter out distractions. We might close our eyes or look up and away for a moment, anything to tune out whatever's going on around us. The fourth condition is taking your mind off the problem. You know how it works when you try to remember the name of somebody you saw in the grocery store. Try as you might, you can't come up with it. But put it out of your mind, and what happens? You're driving home, and poof, it just pops into your head. That's insight. Thinking harder about a problem is often not a very good way to come up with a solution. If you don't let go of the problem, your brain just gets stuck in a rut. You have to let go of the wrong answer to let the right answer come into your conscious awareness. Sometimes we just have to let the answer find us instead of the other way around. Here's how to do that. First, define the problem with absolute clarity. Be crystal clear on the question you're trying to answer. Then get the heck out of the way. Take a walk, go for a cruise around the lake, have lunch with a friend. Let your non-conscious do the heavy lifting while you're doing something more fun than wrestling with a problem. Chances are pretty good you'll enjoy life more, and you'll certainly find it a lot easier to have an insight.